This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's incredible. Here we are, another global transmission, and Hollywood's collapsing, the NFL's collapsing, the official cover-up of Vegas has basically collapsed. It's amazing. But they're going to fight back, and it's all coming up today. This transmission will be one for the record books. Let's kick it off with John Bowne exposing the satanic cesspool that is Southern California.
Governor Jerry Brown is now pitching from left field. Fox News reports California health care workers who willfully and repeatedly decline to use a senior transgender patient's preferred name or pronouns could face punishments ranging from a fine to jail time under a newly signed law. But that's just the appetizer for Governor Moonbeam's appetite for self-destruction.
So far, the Hep A virus has killed 17 and infected nearly 500 in the county. Nearly two-thirds are homeless or drug users, but the rest are from the general population. The advice remains, if you have yet to get your vaccination for Hep A, you need to get it.
The hepatitis A virus is highly contagious, and it is transmitted person to person by the fecal-oral route. The fact that while this is a broad concern, there is a targeted subgroup, a very focused subgroup in our community that is at high risk, for which we have the greatest concern, include the homeless, IV and illicit drug users, men who have sex with men, individuals having sexual contact with someone who has the hepatitis A infection.
Not allowed to say the word man.
People with chronic liver disease.
It's an improper
term. Individuals who have clotting factor disorders.
Now the signing of carefree dangerous blood donation legislation during a massive hepatitis A outbreak in San Diego that could actually spur a larger statewide epidemic breaks all the standards of common sense, safety, and human rights.
The people that treat blood and plasma as a global commodity, as brokers, broker it as if it's gold or silver, these people need to be reined in.
Some of my competitors resent this, but I used to define the United States as the OPEC of blood because we supplied most of the
resources. Now they're going to use California as the vector for the attack.
Short supply.
It's bio-attack.
Because you need donors.
They know what they're doing.
The donors have to be free of disease. Not only
Jay Brown's a Satanist.
Free of disease, but testing free of disease.
It saved millions of people over the centuries, certainly in the post-war period, and yet with the hepatitis and AIDS problem, it's killed tens of thousands of people.
In a few years, we're still here as a planet. Don't have nuclear war. I will go back to this show and say, here I am in 2017 saying within 3 to 5 years, California will have a 200% increase in HIV. They will also complain and say we need single payer, we need social health care. The reason we have HIV is because we don't have free health care. No, the reason you have HIV is because it is a culture now in the gay community that I first read about 20 years ago in Rolling Stone to give other people HIV. It's truly nihilistic. So here's the article. Progress, LA Times. Knowingly exposing others to HIV, no longer a felony in California. It's the same thing as a parking ticket. So it's essentially legalized. And here's the LA Times. Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill Friday that lowers from a felony to a misdemeanor the crime of knowingly exposing a sexual partner to HIV without disclosing the infection. How about hepatitis? How about everything else? The measure also applies to those who give blood without telling blood bank they're HIV positive. Oh, wow. Don't tell the blood bank you're HIV positive. See, this is a religion. This is Satanism, folks. Because if they can get away with this, they can get away with anything. This is totally insane. Remember the Clintons for over a decade knew that all the blood coming out of their prisons was infected with HIV and hepatitis?
Fact rate is about how the state of Arkansas harvested bad blood from its inmate population and infected thousands of patients around the world with hepatitis C and HIV AIDS.
Meanwhile, California is on fire. Massive earthquakes in Mexico signal a big one hitting California any day now. Then there's the unreliable water supply, a mountain of debt, a stagnant economy are just a few of the issues facing this land of confusion that recently wanted to allow communists to hold state jobs. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The globalist's great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Thursday, October 12th, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. And then when InfoWars Live with yours truly, Alex Jones, ends, Owen Schroyer and the War Room's coming up. We're now syndicating 10 hours of transmission a day. By the middle of the next year, we intend to be 20 hours a day. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Where to start? I think today I'll do what I do sometimes when the news is just so overwhelming. I think I'll just read you headlines, and then get into the meat and potatoes on some of the big specifics. Report: FBI wiped phones and laptops of Las Vegas massacre eyewitnesses. Wonder why they did that, because of all the multiple shooter videos. Oh, now confirmed. Worker warned hotel before Las Vegas shooter opened fire on crowd. And folks were down on the crowd warning people. And mainstream media made fun of us and acted like that was fake. They knew it wasn't fake. They know they're the liars. We try to tell the truth. Doesn't mean we're right all the time, but we try to tell the truth. Big difference. Vegas hotel worker warned police of shooter before massacre happened, but nothing was done 45 minutes before. Not 6 minutes. See, notice it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger now. The entire story's not true. And we were the first to tell you. All of it. He went to the Middle East. His girlfriend did. He had millions of dollars. He got shot. He didn't commit suicide. There were multiple shooters. On and on and on and on. It's all coming out. Oh, look, CBS News. Worker warned hotel before Las Vegas shooter opened fire on crowd. Associated Press as well. Here's InfoWars from a day before. Mandalay Bay owner. What's being expressed by police may not be accurate. That's a nice way of telling you that the sheriff's department's been told to lie. Since the FBI took over, they stopped saying we think he was radicalized and had to have help. They now have been saying the opposite now that the FBI's in charge. Oh, and Newsweek's walked it back. They're saying, yeah, maybe ISIS is involved. We've got that report. That's all coming up. That's just one of the stacks. That's only part of it. But it's a big deal. And, boy, they're just hoping everybody forgets about it right now. Oh, we're not hearing from Keith Olbermann and Hillary, and everybody's saying gun owners are to blame, and conservatives are to blame, and Christians are to blame, and white people are to blame. And aren't you all guilty, and aren't you all bad? Let's ban those bump stocks right now, because they've already banned belt-fed machine guns back in the 30s. And that's what was getting used, not bump stocks. So they're all kind of wanting you to forget about it now because we blew their official story wide open. And we created a united front to make it okay for the real witnesses to come forward. And now CNN and CBS are having the victims on, and the people that saw the multiple shooters, and they're changing the subject to, wow, they've changed the timeline, showing their response time wasn't good. It was started 45 minutes before. Just changing the subject, not to, wow, why'd they lie about it all? What really happened? It just becomes, they covered up for response time. No, they had shooters all over the city and took a bunch of them out that were probably diversions for the main attack that came, an ISIS attack. And we've got coming up as well the most ridiculous Eminem video. I saw this 2 days ago, and it was so contrived, so cringeworthy, so fake, so middle schoolers trying to act like hip-hop people, so fake by a guy worth hundreds of millions of dollars, but he's authentic. He's got a couple black guys standing behind him and some old cars. The guy flies around in helicopters in his brand-new Ferraris. It's such bad hip-hop that I didn't ever attack it. But Millie Weaver did, and it's got millions of views on Facebook and YouTube since last night. Our reporter, her and her teammate Gavin Wentz did a great job. That's coming up. Eminem is a complete idiot is the name of the video. And Paul Joseph Watson has another big report, Eminem is a complete idiot. So both those are coming up because it gets even more hilarious with the unintentional comedy. With Keith Olbermann, the failed TV host, coming out and saying, this is the best political statement ever. This is the best music ever produced. This is so incredibly wonderful. It is just the greatest unintentional comedy that you will ever see in your life. I mean, Eminem is so pathetic, and he is emblematic of the entire fake Hollywood, rock star, hip-hop, red carpet system that everyone is so sick of. And his records are tanking. Everything he's doing is just absolutely falling apart. It is nothing but a huge, delicious joke on them. And it gets even better. Then coming up, we have the NFL stars coming out and saying, we're going to still go to a knee, and we're going to rebel, and we're going to stand up because we don't like America. And you know what? That's great because that will extinct your pathetic, disgusting league even faster. It's now become an anti-American weapon by the globalists to destroy this country. So just squeeze even tighter, trying to force us into submission, and we're going to be exposing all of that in a big, big, big way. Also, Ring of Fire volcanoes remind Asia of seismic peril, as even the USGS says that the supervolcano of Yellowstone may go off sooner rather than later, sooner than they thought. Then the big news is coming up. World War III. Korea claims Trump has lit the wick of war, threatens hail of fire. Trump responds by coming out and pointing out on Hannity that his fire and fury comment, and of course, obviously, his calm before the storm comment, does reflect North Korea as U.S. bombers fly over Korean Peninsula in latest show of force, and as a U.S. helicopter apparently may have been shot down on the DMZ just yesterday. So that's coming up. Meanwhile, conservative leaders urge Mitch McConnell to resign because he's a neocon flathrag. And we have a new study finds Democrats moving left, driving growing partisan gap. Yes, they're getting more radical, more pathetic. No, they're just less disciplined, telling us what America haters they always were. And then, yesterday, Anderson Cooper told one of the biggest whoppers of a career filled with mega whoppers and faking locations with blue screens and green screens with chroma keys. He said, I am a liar, and Congressman is a liar, and Vice Magazine has this bizarre reporter that looks like she's been given a lobotomy. I mean, I'm not being mean. It's just, it's next level. The weird freak show stuff the left's into. Those were way beyond, you know, midgets and all the rest of it. But now they're claiming, ladies and gentlemen, that we made up that Soros was ever connected to the Nazis. Now, that, now they also say we made up that Hitler was associated with them, or Hermann Goering, or Heinrich Himmler, or Zeb Dietrich, or Ernst Röhm, or Arnold Schwarzenegger's daddy. But this is next level. CNN claims Alex Jones fabricated Soros ties. So there's a 12-13 minute interview. It's like 12 and a half minute long. Full 60 minutes interview. And Soros has fought tooth and nail to have it removed. They always claim copyright. No, it's fair use. You guys are saying it doesn't exist. Every time we try to put it up, they try to take it down. I'm airing the whole thing. And I'm going to air excerpts of it. I'm going to shove it down your dirty throats. You got a Nazi collaborator running around in front of everybody, doing whatever he wants, trying to destroy the country, trying to start a race war. And then he wants to have his spokespeople say, I'm a liar on CNN. Well, we've got him smiling and saying he's proud of working for the Nazis. And that, if he didn't do it, quote, somebody else would have. You guys got a lot of nerve. You got a lot of nerve. So you just get ready to have that crammed down your dirty Nazi throat. By the way, that makes CNN Nazi collaborators. They're protecting one of the oldest living Nazis that helped send thousands to their deaths after robbing them.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-Miracle.com.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Illusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Illusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing with lies and disinformation. Thank you for joining us. This is the broadcast the enemy hates. Hollywood, the globalists, the pedophiles, the elites. They all call for our defeat. They all call for our censorship. They all come against us with their lawsuits and their lies and their fraud and their operatives and their stalkers and their disinformation. But the worse it gets, the better it gets. It's the great animating contest of liberty. And we're all right in the middle of it. I'm honored to be here with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, I have two stacks of news that intersect together that I'm going to hit right now. Harvey Weinstein, the big news. Trump has dispatched the Justice Department to investigate him fleeing the country. He has fled the country for a sex addiction facility. I'm told they've got some nice brothels in Europe that are actually called those. It's a sick joke. But they find out how to properly satisfy you. That's your real problem. We're going to get to the bottom of what you need. And so he's now fled to Europe, just like Roman Polanski did, who he was buddies with. And, of course, Meryl Streep, who he thinks is God because she's such a nobody, talentless twit. She has said he's God. And she says that Roman Polanski should be let out of prison in Europe after getting away with what he did for decades. And that Harvey Weinstein's a great guy. Well, she's been forced to now say he's a bad guy because Hollywood doesn't have the spell over America and over the world anymore. And so we've got all that happening, and we've got women that he's not denying that he sexually abused, raped, you name it, coming out on Twitter. They're being blocked by Twitter, famous movie stars. See, Twitter works for the big corporate chiefs, and they want to make sure that if one of these rape victims or somebody else tries to speak out, they can't. They want a virtue signal all day about, oh, we love women, oh, we love children. Let us be the guardians of culture. We'll protect your women and children. Oh, yes, we'll do well. Meanwhile, during Weinstein's years, Disney hired child molester who'd been convicted of brutally raping a 12-year-old boy and was known to be a savage pedophile. They hired him to direct movies with children in them. Kit Daniels wrote a story about that. Isn't that liberal? Ben Affleck asked TV host to expose her breast, mocks disabled in resurfaced video. He did it on live television. Isn't that just sweet and liberal? And it goes on and on. Now it's hurting the Batman star and hurting the image that Batman might just be a child prodigy pervert. We'll just leave it at that. But continuing, ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to shut this down as fast as they can. And here's some examples of what the huge Hollywood pervert combine is up to. New York Times and YouTube collude, spawn fake news, bastard child. In the latest Project Veritas video, part two of Pravda America, by the way, James O'Keefe joins us next hour live via video Skype. He has them admitting that, oh, don't worry, we force our videos to number one, even if they're not popular. YouTube suppresses conservatives and force feeds us to the public. Well, we already knew that, but it's just good to understand how the force feeding works. Yeah, we can have a video that has a million views as of this morning on one Facebook, and that won't trend on Facebook, even when stuff with 100,000 do. And then we'll have videos with another million or so yesterday. And that's not on trending. And they've got videos with 200,000 trending. Because it's establishment. It's force-fed. They tell you it's winning the race. They tell you it's popular because you trust the wisdom of the crowd. You trust the five stars when it's half a star. This is how they operate. This is how they do it. So that's coming up. We'll discuss that next hour with James O'Keefe. New York Times and YouTube collude, sparks fake news, bastard child. MSN and Silicon Valley teaming up to push globalist lies. Of course, you heard it here first. Mozilla gave $100,000 to secure email platform for Antifa to launch their criminal operations. That's all the examples of big corporate money daily going to them. Again, Twitter suspends Rose McGowan's account for criticizing Weinstein and saying that he sexually assaulted her. Because, listen, Twitter is here to protect rich billionaire sex assaulters, but virtue signal that men wearing pants or dad being dad or just having dads exist is bad. So we've got that censorship. Trump doubles down. Network licenses must be challenged, like network licenses like CNN. They call that dictator behavior. But meanwhile, they're the ones trying to shut us down, saying there should be a national censor or a ministry of truth that controls us. MSNBC is calling for this show to be shut down completely. But when Trump says people calling for that are un-American, they want to destroy the country and destroy the markets and lie continually, we should look at their licenses. And they're like, oh my gosh. See, because they're total hypocrite scum. Former ESPN reporter says she was told not to like conservative leading tweets or she'd be fired. Fox Business. NFL player says there's going to be an uproar. Players are forced to stand. Yeah, they're down now 17 points the last month. Total, it's 35-plus points this year. And if you add it all together, they're down 55 points in the last 4 years. So just, oh, now they've got high school cheerleaders taking a knee in the anthem. Good. Good. Get rid of that, too. It's all unhealthy garbage. It's all becomes, you know, the new royalty. It diverts everybody. It turns into, you know, the new national religion. And then they can piggyback on these things we worship, all their globalist propaganda. We're in a total war, folks. They're trying to censor us and shut us down. When you spread the links from NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com, you change the world. When you spread the word about this broadcast, send folks the live links to listen to us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or InfoWars.com/show. You change the world. Now, when you financially decide to get high-quality products, water filtration, T-shirts, ball caps, sweatshirts, vitamins, minerals, supplements that are the highest quality at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund the revolution against these bloodthirsty scum that had their boot on our neck for a while but don't anymore as we politically and culturally and spiritually throw them off our backs. They got a tiger by the tail, I'm here to tell you. We got a new super combo running, 50% off on BrainForce and a lot more at InfoWarsLive.com. Thanks for committing to purchase with us. Shop with the good guys. It'll change the world. InfoWarsLive.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with a Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really worked. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Is that you went out with this protector of yours?
Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child, you don't see the connection. It created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No. Well, actually, in a funny way, it's just like in markets, that if I weren't there, somebody else would be taking it away anyhow. And it was whether I was there or not, the property was being taken away. So I had no sense of guilt.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Rarely do we compare somebody to Hitler. Rarely do we compare somebody to the devil. But in the case of George Soros, a listener sent us a sculpture in the mail 2 weeks ago, very nice sculpture, of George Soros as the devil. So I've got it in my office. I think I'm going to move it out of there, though. It's a little bit creepy. Because he went on a 13-minute segment in 1998 of 60 Minutes and said that he was proud of being a Nazi collaborator, essentially. Now, starting about 6-7 years ago, they would always ban the interview on YouTube. We had copyright strikes, but I challenged YouTube, filed the paperwork, and said, I will sue in court over this. So they withdrew the strike on our account, but would not let us upload it. They've got computer bots that can recognize it by keyword, but also just by the video, and not let us do it. Now we've learned how to get around them by slowing the audio down, speeding it up, putting other video over it, and scrambling it. That's the only way you're able to actually get the video. And it's subtle when you're watching it. But we haven't edited it for content. We've just edited it so that we can get around the bots. That's what we do here. Remember back when we had the Google bomb for a year and a half and we could have the keyword every day? They changed the whole algorithm to block that. We weren't gaming the system. We had enough listeners to go search a term. And back then, they weren't gaming it as much, so you could actually have the top term if, you know, a million of our listeners would go and put in a keyword. We could do it anytime we wanted to. Boy, that got their attention. But what's amazing is that CNN would have the nerve to come out yesterday and say that I am a liar. Rob Dew just brought in the sculpture, please. Thank you. Didn't ask for it, but it's just perfect timing. We'll thank the listener that sent this to us. It's Eli Hasselman. Now, that said, imagine CNN when it's known for 19 years that George Soros, from 14 when he started to 17, would ferret in because the Jews would trust him. He was a young Jew, just like child molesters use teenagers lure kids. They'd think, oh, we can let him know our hidden place. And they gave him money and stuff. He'd bring them food. And then he'd find out what they had. He'd sell them out and get rounded up. He was a Judas goat Jew. They would send in to find the hidden Jews, to find folks like Anne Frank. That's why he's a hero of liberal Jews and a hero of the ADL. They give him the highest award and a hero of the left because he's the greatest living Nazi collaborator that that's still around. You're like, that doesn't make sense. These are really twisted, sick people, the left, folks. They're really into evil. They think it's cool. And it's a better joke for them to know he's a Nazi and funds their main operations and has overthrown all these other countries and had nothing but an evil history after overthrowing Ukraine, overthrowing many nations of the Middle East with the Arab Spring, putting the radical Muslims in that enslave the women, throw the gays off buildings, blow up the churches. This is a very, very sick, ruthless guy, but he's their bad guy hero. That's why in the last James Bond movie, it's based on him and the Quantum Group as the main group funding Spectre, funding both sides of every major war. British intelligence helped write the script, and they admit that's George Soros, and the Quantum Group is the name of his main fund. So he's a literal James Bond villain, and Anderson Cooper of the Central Intelligence Agency, that's admitted, went on television and said that we made all this up. And that we made it up, but some of the leadership of the so-called New Right turns out to actually work for the Democrats. So here is a clip from Anderson Cooper going beyond any level of fake news ever seen before. I mean, he is going where no man has dared to go before. Here it is.
As disgusting as both rallies were, there is something else that caught our eye when it posted this past Friday. It's the claim that the August protest, the one that killed Ms. Heyer, was some sort of left-wing plot. Now, who, you might ask, would say something so offensive and disgusting as that? Some shock jock radio personality, maybe? No, an elected representative who's serving right now in the U.S. Congress. Here he is, two-term Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar. Now, here's exactly what the congressman said to Vice News correspondent Ellie Reeve.
Let's look at the person that actually started the rally. It's come to our attention that this is a person from Occupy Wall Street that was an Obama sympathizer. So wait a minute. Be careful of where you start taking these people to. And look at the background. George Soros is one of those people that actually helps, you know, back these individuals. Who is he? I think he's from Hungary. I think he was Jewish, and I think he turned in his own people to the Nazis. We better be very careful over where we go with those.
Do you think George Soros funded the neo-Nazis who marched in Charlottesville?
Wouldn't it be interesting to find out?
Again, that was Republican Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar. This man, keeping him honest, does he have proof? No, nothing. In other words, it's a false flag. He's spreading an insulting and disgusting conspiracy theory.
I pause.
Swiftly.
Cooper, it turns out all three leaders, we've had two of them on, of the Charlottesville Unite the Right rally, were Democrats just a year ago, and have all this financing. So you're saying it's a disgusting lie. No, it's not. It's a fact. But you don't even show any proof we're lying. You just say we're lying. But now he tells the whopper that I made up that Soros was a Nazi collaborator. Here it is.
By many, we asked Congressman Gosar to come on the program tonight. His office declined. We told him it's an open invitation. We got no reply. These conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones. The rally in August was organized by Jason Kessler, who said he voted for President Obama and attended one Occupy event. But he also says he became disenchanted with the Obama administration. And in addition to organizing that hate-filled Charlottesville rally, has, according to Vice News, spent time on YouTube railing against what he called white genocide. He's certainly a charmer. As for billionaire investor George Soros, who does back liberal causes, a spokeswoman for his foundation issued a statement to Vice News that reads in part, quote, George Soros survived the Nazi occupation of Hungary, and he has spent his life supporting efforts to ensure that such terrifying authoritarianism never takes root again. He was 14 years old when the war ended. He did not collaborate with the Nazis. He did not help round up people. He did not confiscate anybody's property. Joining me now is Ellie Reeve. She's the Vice News reporter who did that interview with Congressman Gosar, and who was also at the original rally in Charlottesville, who did such amazing reporting.
That's good. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's the type of garbage they engage in, and they go on to blame me and the rest of it. So here's the headline. CNN claims Alex Jones fabricated Soros' Nazi ties. But then we have the whole 12.5-minute interview from 60 Minutes posted in the article where he goes into how he helped round the people up. And I just played the clip earlier. Later in the transmission today, I'm going to air the entire 60 Minutes piece for you so you can see it unedited for yourself. But then we upload it to YouTube or Facebook. I don't even think we're going to scramble it to get around the box. I think this is where I should follow suit. If they want to say I'm a liar and he didn't do this interview, and it's clearly fair use to have a right to expose what this public figure did, and they try to claim that I don't have a right to show you what he said, but then say I'm a liar, then I think under the First Amendment we've got a lawsuit we're going to win. And I don't want to sue people. But, man, they're censoring us more and more so they can build a straw man and say things we never said and then not let us show you what we really said. And I'm getting tired of it. But again, it's not about InfoWars. It's about truth tellers. And if you're a truth teller, these people come after you. And they want to shut you up because they're a pack of liars. Shame on Anderson Cooper and all these people for being collaborators with a real Nazi. Wow.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead. And we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals. Great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, step right up. You're about to see some of the most unintentionally ridiculous, hilarious, gut-busting comedy in the world. You're going to see a man who made up the fact that he grew up hard in the slums of Detroit, who poses that he's this tough guy when he's the creation of Hollywood and MTV producers. You're going to see him in a parking garage with a bunch of black guys behind him because he's so authentic and so hard, laying out these devastating, fierce, as the CNN and ABC and NBC News all said, fierce Eminem. and then every old fossil Hollywood leftist globalist came out and said, hey, daddy-o, radical man, want to smoke some reefer? Wow, we're really cutting edge, kids. Look, Eminem doesn't like Trump. Wow, he drew a line in the sand like it was the Alamo, and he's wearing a hoodie, and he's got some old cars back there. This dude's hard. I saw this 2 days ago, and it was so bad, so cringeworthy, that I could not play it on air. I mean, you talk about these snot-nosed Hollywood, NFL people, all of it. Just keep it up. Eminem is off the charts bad. No one's listening. No one's buying his crap. Everyone hates him now. That's what all the reviews are saying in the real world. He is a failed puppet of the globalist. The NFL players are threatening to take a knee again. Please keep digging that hole. It's over. You've already lost half your audience the last few years. Keep it up. Keep it up. We love it. But the failed sports broadcaster who failed at news now works at the failed propped up GQ, which means super uncool. Keith Olbermann has come out and said, after 27 years of doubts about rap, I am now an Eminem fan. Best political writing of the year, period. Woo! I mean, this is a bunch of... When I say old, I don't mean they're old people. I mean old establishment folks reading off teleprompters trying to act cutting edge. Burning down globalism's cutting edge. Americana's always been cutting edge. You are a bunch of globalists that took over Hollywood and our media trying to use it to force down political control on us, and it ain't working. You are losers. You are jokes. You're losing every special election. The neocons, the Republican Party establishment, their days are numbered. It's all happening. You are so sick. And it's the rediscovering of America. Alexander de Tocqueville, the French historian, wrote shortly after the Revolutionary War, he traveled through the Americas, and he just talked, he traveled all over the known world, and he said, Americans hate establishment, they hate elitism, they hate posers, they hate people that were given what they had, they love individualism. Whether you be some rich guy that did what you did, or you be some poor guy that can fight hard, or somebody that can invent something, and they wanted people that were honorable and did what they said. That was America. Not that we were perfect, but we were about overthrowing the real class structure for freedom. Communism's the opposite. And that's why they hate this country so much, is because we are the sexiest thing. We are the Renaissance. We are freedom. We are why all these people can come here and have such a creative thing that thousands of football players can be paid $5-10 million a year and bitch about it. But I have the right to walk and no longer watch you, and you'll see who the boss is. We the people, the average folks of every color and every creed that are of one race with red blood, the human race. And America isn't perfect, but we recognize an offshore globalist attempt to turn us against each other and make us hate our country so we can be conquered. And we recognize mercenaries trying to pimp us out like that little bitch, Eminem, and his little wannabe thug pansies behind him who aren't real men who wouldn't take on the globalists like Donald Trump or anybody else. And I know all the anti-military stuff blew up in their face, so they say this pro-America thing at the end, but that's just to sucker you. So Eminem's up there doing the hand sign. He's going to cut somebody's head off. Eminem, you're not going to do nothing, you little wimp punk. You nobody. You little coward, owned by a bunch of people like Weinstein, you're riding on the tip of his, you know what? You're a little bitch. Excuse me, I'm going to stop right now. I haven't violated any FCC rules. Now, let's play Millie Weaver's piece that is super powerful, going super viral. Put it up on screen, 1 million views just since last night when they put it up on Facebook. There it is right there. 1 million views on Facebook. It needs 50 million views to put this traitor who hates America completely, finally, in his dirty, little cowardly, thug place. You want to get in a man's world of politics now, big boy? You are, you thug piece of crap. Here he is.
Well, the BET Hip Hop Awards air tonight. Rapper Eminem used the opportunity to let the world know what he thinks about President Trump. Listen.
Wait, how was I going to start this off? Wait, what did Hillary Clinton tell me to say again?
Hey, hit pause. Millie did a great job. Back it up 10 seconds. I love the fake voice. Wait, what's that I was going to say? Let me act like I'm black. What's going on? I'm Eminem. I mean, just look at this clown. And he looks like he took a dump in his pants, too. I mean, just trying to act like he's hard and on the street. And look at all this stuff. I mean, just this is a joke. Listen to this person. This is pathetic. Just look at this worm. Just look at him. Play it.
Was I going to start this off?
Wait, what did Hillary Clinton tell me to say again?
That's an awfully hot coffee pot. Should I drop it on Donald Trump?
See that?
Probably not, but that's all I got.
You're talking all this trash on Trump. Man, we all know you're just another Illuminati chump.
Got a plan and now I got a hatchet like a damn Apache with a tomahawk.
Eminem, you think you're woke, but you're really just a joke. Your freestyle raps, man, they sound like crap. Yeah, and my raps, they don't sound that good, but at least I'm not pretending I'm from the hood.
I'ma walk inside a mosque on Ramadan and say a prayer.
Oh, so now you want to talk about prayer, Mr. Satanic Illuminati Jihadi.
She gets a I'ma stop.
Well, obviously Eminem didn't take his brain force today. Infowarsstore.com.
We better give Obama props.
Give Obama props for what? Benghazi, Fast and Furious, and you can keep your doctor, you can keep your healthcare plan. Oh, wait, not.
Intensity's heightened. Tensions are rising. Trump, when it comes to giving a you're stingy as I am.
Yeah, you may be stingy, Eminem, but Trump gave over $1 million of his own money to the victims of Hurricane Harvey. Put up or shut up.
It's like we take a step forwards then backwards, but this is his form of distraction.
Stop right there. I went to this late. I'm going to come back to the next segment. I'm going to play it without my commentary, but let me just add this right now. Trump, with the basic policies of cutting regulations and bringing back cheap electricity, we've seen $4 trillion in the stock market, $400+ billion in new jobs, 1.6 million new jobs, 3.1% growth rate they never said we'd see again in America's history. They told us we were over. 69% reduction in illegals coming across the border. Thousands of new factories moving back to the United States. The highest numbers in new factories and wage increases in modern history. Just everything. And that's with them trying to raise interest rates to block it. So you're saying Trump's stingy when his hotels and his golf courses for the first time are hurting and they're coming after him and his whole family and he's given up hundreds of millions of dollars of his own money and got his pageants canceled and everything. And then you sit there and say he's stingy like you. Because I know in fake thug culture, it's cool to be hard and be stingy and not take care of people around you. I understand that. So, again, to watch another fake gangster thug pose as if he's political, read off a teleprompter, and do a terrible job, and then watch a bunch of political whores, from Overman to you name it, act like this is the greatest performance they've ever seen in their lives, it just shows you how hollow and desperate and empty these people are. And it is the greatest unintentional comedy you or I will probably ever see in our lives to watch this scum fall on their face. We're going to come back in that little five-minute no man's land, play this whole report. But please share it. I just retweeted it out at Real Alex Jones. We cross your line in the sand, you little wannabe thug Eminem. So get that straight. Great job to Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz on that. Please don't forget we're listener supported. We've got big discounts on our great number one selling product, BrainForce Plus. Now at 20% more, it's 50% off. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. That makes it a loss leader. And there's free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on all orders $3 or more. Thank you all for your support. You make the transmission possible, whether it's T-shirts, you name it. It helps you meet like-minded people and spread the word, because that's the key. Go from listening to reaching out, meeting other people, and forming organizations to take back America peacefully through culture. I'm Alex Jones. The transmission continues in T-minus 70 seconds on the other side. You are the resistor.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
As most of you are.